We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Charlamagne, say the game, dunk it utter shame. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 26th. Let me make sure it's Friday, August 26th. Yes, it is. Goes to an Australian woman named Jay Langadinos. She is 31 years old, and she is suing a psychiatrist for approving a gender transition after just one meeting. Yes, she transitioned to male before realizing it was a mistake. And now she's suing a psychiatrist for approving her female-to-male hormone treatment after just one meeting. You know, we are always told in life to measure twice, so we only have to cut once. I would think, you know, nowhere would that be more true than when someone is contemplating gender reassignment surgery. I know you might be thinking, well, it's female-to-male hormone treatment, so nothing to be cut. But that's not true, because Jay is upset that the psychiatrist approved gender transition and the fact that the psychiatrist signed off on two surgeries to remove her breast and uterus, so therefore things do get removed. Okay, now let me explain some details. It was 19 when she first met Dr. Patrick Tuhi, a veteran psychiatrist in Sydney, Australia. Jay is now 31, and she was introduced to the doctor to determine if she was suitable for a gender transition. Now, this is what the specialist, Dr. Patrick Tuhi, wrote: that Jay was very young and needed a throughout psychiatric workup before embarking on hormone treatment. That's the clinical way of saying she was too young to be doing this, and she might change her mind later. So don't let her do this until she's old enough to make a more educated choice, because right now she could be making a permanent decision based off temporary feelings. But after his first meeting with the teen, Tui concluded that Jay suffered from gender dysphoria and was fit for testosterone therapy. I had to look up what that dysphoria word was.
Dysmorphia?
That's just the I think I pronounced. And now I don't think it's dysmorphia. It says dysphoria. Oh. They don't say dysmorphia. It might be dysmorphia, but maybe they missed the M. I don't know. But I had to look up what that was. But that's just the clinical way of saying she feels like she's in the wrong body. There is a mismatch between their biological sex and their gender identity. Now, well, next time Jay went to go see Dr. Tui, she told him she was eager to undergo top surgery to have her breast surgically removed as part of her transition. So Tui approved the double mastectomy, and they got rid of the tatas. Okay, a month later, Jay met with Tui for the third and final time to discuss having her uterus removed. Now, the doctor, according to the lawsuit, wrote that he could find no reason to not proceed with the hysterectomy, so she got cleared to get her Power U removed. Now, nearly a decade later, Jay, who no longer identifies as a male, is suing the doctor for professional negligence. She says it's the doctor's fault for green-lighting hormone therapy, even after she told him she suffered from social phobia, and she alleges that he was negligent in not recommending she get a second opinion ahead of her hysterectomy, okay? Even though the doctor strongly recommended that Jay seek social and family therapy, but Jay chose not to listen. She chose not to heed that recommendation, and the doctor still gave her what she asked for. Now Jay is suing. Wow. Jay said in 2016, 4 years after the surgery, when she started receiving psychiatric treatment from another doctor, is when she came to the realization that she should not have undergone the hormone therapy or the first and second surgery. So let me get this straight. At 19, you come to me as a woman, tell me that you're really a man. I tell you, go talk to a psychiatrist. You don't take my recommendation and then persist to insist on the surgery. And later on in life, when you do go seek psychiatric treatment and realize you're not who you thought you was, and you was who you was before you got here and decided to have surgery, now it's my fault. You want to sue me. In the court documents, Jay argued that Tuhi should have realized she might be autistic and referred her for further treatment. How the hell am I supposed to know if you're autistic? You asking too much of me as a doctor, because truth be told, I'm sure as a bunch of doctors, when people come in for gender transition, they would like to diagnose a lot of these cases as psychological disorders. But if they did that, I guarantee you it would be a problem. I guarantee it would be people complaining, saying I should be able to go into a doctor and request a sex change without a doctor labeling me as having a mental disorder. When the reality is, we all know nobody should be making such a permanent decision at that young of an age. Come on, people. 19 years old and you want to renovate the whole car? Jay said in a statement that the hormones and surgeries that she requested left her suffering from injuries, disabilities, and complications, including early menopause, anxiety, and depression, impaired psychological functioning, and diminished capacity for employment. Ma'am, you requested this. You requested this, and now that you changed your mind, you want to sue the doctor who did the surgery? Come on, man. Now wait, there's a little more. Jay felt when she was 17, something was wrong with her because she was attracted to girls. So she went online and read about gender dysphoria. So she decided that that's what she had. And she must be transgender because of the discomfort that she had in her body. Or maybe you're just a lesbian. Maybe you're just attracted to women. The fact that she thought the source of her distress was not being a man is only because she had the option, you know, to be other things. We might be throwing too much at these kids. We may have to shorten the menu a little. I mean, damn, when you present kids with 68 different gender identities, I can see how this can be confusing to some. But one thing's for sure, two things for certain. The doctor should not be held liable for any of this. Jay, you made a choice. And that's what life is, a matter of choices. And every choice you make makes you. So what's the solution? I don't know. I just know that when you're 19, regardless if it's a sex change or any other matter, just give yourself some time before you rush to any life-altering decisions. Okay, I'm reading the timeline of some of these choices, and to me, none of this should have happened this fast. But you have to live with your choices. We are what we choose to be. Some choices we regret. Some will haunt us forever. Some choices we're proud of. I know you're living with regret right now, but that's life. I don't have anything else other than, you know, this is a prime example. of why you shouldn't make permanent decisions based off temporary feelings. Please give Jay Langadinos the sweet sounds and the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey.
Do y'all think that doctors should be held liable in this situation?
No.
Nope. Not at all.
No. No. She made choices. Exactly.
Not at all. All right. Well, this Saturday is Angela Yee Day, and she has a bunch of performances and a bunch of things going on at her Angela Yee Day.
Yes, it's a lot of Caribbean vibes. The West Indian American Day Parade is happening next week. And coming up next, we got Bungie Garland and Fayanne Lyons. They are royalty from Trinidad and Tobago, and they'll be performing as well, doing some amazing soca, but they fuse it with a lot of other things too. Maybe you guys have heard Afro Soca as well. And so we'll get into it. They're a married couple too, by the way.
All right. And we'll talk to them next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.